Demons, translated by Bhikkhu Sujato. Demons. Mendicants, these four people are found in the world. What for? A demon surrounded by demons. A demon surrounded by gods. A god surrounded by demons. And a god surrounded by gods. And how is a person a demon surrounded by demons? It's when a person is unethical, of bad character, and their followers are the same. That's how a person is a demon surrounded by demons. And how is a person a demon surrounded by gods? It's when a person is unethical, of bad character, but their followers are ethical, of good character. That's how a person is a demon surrounded by gods. And how is a person a god surrounded by demons? It's when a person is ethical, of good character, but their followers are unethical, of bad character. That's how a person is a god surrounded by demons. And how is a person a god surrounded by gods? It's when a person is ethical, of good character, and their followers are the same. That's how a person is a god surrounded by gods. These are the four people found in the world. Immersion, first. Mendicants, these four people are found in the world. What for? One person has internal serenity of heart, but not the higher wisdom of discernment of principles. One person has the higher wisdom of discernment of principles, but not an internal serenity of heart. One person has neither internal serenity of heart, nor the higher wisdom of discernment of principles. One person has both internal serenity of heart and the higher wisdom of discernment of principles. These are the four people found in the world. Immersion, second. Mendicants, these four people are found in the world. What for? One person has internal serenity of heart, but not the higher wisdom of discernment of principles. One person has the higher wisdom of discernment of principles, but not internal serenity of heart. One person has neither internal serenity of heart nor the higher wisdom of discernment of principles. One person has both internal serenity of heart and the higher wisdom of discernment of principles. As for the person who has serenity but not discernment, grounded on serenity, they should practice meditation to get discernment. After some time, they have both serenity and discernment. As for the person who has discernment but not serenity, grounded on discernment, they should practice meditation to get serenity. After some time, they have both discernment and serenity. As for the person who has neither serenity nor discernment, in order to get those skillful qualities, they should apply outstanding enthusiasm, effort, zeal, vigour, perseverance, mindfulness, and situational awareness. Suppose your clothes or head were on fire. In order to extinguish it, you'd apply intense enthusiasm, effort, zeal, vigour, perseverance, mindfulness, and situational awareness. In the same way, in order to get those skillful qualities, that person should apply outstanding enthusiasm, effort, zeal, vigour, perseverance, mindfulness, and situational awareness. After some time, they have both serenity and discernment. As for the person who has both serenity and discernment, grounded on those skillful qualities, they should practice meditation further to end the defilements. These are the four people found in the world. Immersion, third. Mendicants, these four people are found in the world. What for? One person has internal serenity of heart, but not the higher wisdom of discernment of principles. One person has the higher wisdom of discernment of principles, but not internal serenity of heart. One person has neither internal serenity of heart nor the higher wisdom of discernment of principles. One person has both internal serenity of heart and the higher wisdom of discernment of principles. As for the person who has serenity but not discernment, they should approach someone who has discernment and ask, Reverend, how should conditions be seen? How should they be comprehended? How should they be discerned? That person would answer from their own experience, This is how conditions should be seen, comprehended, and discerned. After some time, they have both serenity and discernment. As for the person who has discernment but not serenity, they should approach someone who has serenity and ask, Reverend, how should the mind be stilled? How should it be settled? How should it be unified? How should it be immersed in samadhi? That person would answer from their own experience, Reverend, this is how the mind should be stilled, settled, unified, and immersed in samadhi. After some time, they have both discernment and serenity. As for the person who has neither serenity nor discernment, they should approach someone who has serenity and discernment and ask, Reverend, how should the mind be stilled? How should it be settled? How should it be unified? How should it be immersed in samadhi? How should conditions be seen? How should they be comprehended? How should they be discerned? That person would answer as they've seen and known, Reverend, this is how the mind should be stilled, settled, unified, and immersed in samadhi. And this is how conditions should be seen, comprehended, and discerned. After some time, they have both serenity and discernment. As for the person who has both serenity and discernment, grounded on those skillful qualities, they should practice meditation further to end the defilements. These are the four people found in the world. A firebrand. Mendicants, these four people are found in the world. What for? One who practices to benefit neither themselves nor others. One who practices to benefit others but not themselves. One who practices to benefit themselves but not others. And one who practices to benefit both themselves and others. Suppose there was a firebrand for lighting a funeral pyre, burning at both ends and smeared with dung in the middle. It couldn't be used as timber either in the village or the wilderness. The person who practices to benefit neither themselves nor others is like this, I say. The person who practices to benefit others but not themselves is better than that. The person who practices to benefit themselves but not others is better than both of those. But the person who practices to benefit both themselves and others is the foremost, best, chief, highest, and finest of the four. From a cow comes milk, from milk comes curds, from curds come butter, from butter comes ghee, and from ghee comes cream of ghee. And the cream of ghee is said to be the best of these. In the same way, the person who practices to benefit both themselves and others is the foremost, best, chief, highest, and finest of the four. These are the four people found in the world. Removing greed. Mendicants, these four people are found in the world. What for? One who practices to benefit themselves but not others. One who practices to benefit others but not themselves. One who practices to benefit neither themselves nor others. And one who practices to benefit both themselves and others. And how does a person practice to benefit themselves but not others? It's when a person practices to remove their own greed, hate, and delusion, but doesn't encourage others to do the same. That's how a person practices to benefit themselves but not others. And how does a person practice to benefit others but not themselves? It's when a person doesn't practice to remove their own greed, hate, and delusion, but encourages others to remove theirs. That's how a person practices to benefit others, but not themselves. And how does a person practice to benefit neither themselves nor others? It's when a person doesn't practice to remove their own greed, hate, and delusion, nor do they encourage others to remove theirs. That's how a person practices to benefit neither themselves nor others. And how does a person practice to benefit both themselves and others? It's when a person practices to remove their own greed, hate, and delusion, and encourages others to remove theirs. That's how a person practices to benefit both themselves and others. These are the four people found in the world. Quick-witted. Mendicants, these four people are found in the world. What for? One who practices to benefit themselves but not others. One who practices to benefit others but not themselves. One who practices to benefit neither themselves nor others. And one who practices to benefit both themselves and others. And how does a person practice to benefit themselves but not others? It's when a person is quick-witted when it comes to skillful teachings. They readily memorize the teachings they've heard. They examine the meaning of teachings they've memorized. Understanding the meaning and the teaching, they practice accordingly. But they're not a good speaker. Their voice isn't polished, clear, articulate, and doesn't express the meaning. They don't educate, encourage, fire up, and inspire their spiritual companions. That's how a person practices to benefit themselves, but not others. And how does a person practice to benefit others, but not themselves? It's when a person is not quick-witted when it comes to skillful teachings. They don't readily memorize the teachings they've heard. They don't examine the meaning of teachings they've memorized. They don't understand the meaning and the teaching, and they practice accordingly. But they're a good speaker. Their voice is polished, clear, articulate, and does express the meaning. They educate, encourage, fire up, and inspire their spiritual companions. That's how a person practices to benefit others, but not themselves. And how does a person practice to benefit neither themselves nor others? It's when a person is not quick-witted when it comes to skillful teachings. They don't readily memorize the teachings they've heard. They don't examine the meaning of teachings they've memorized. They don't understand the meaning and the teaching, and they practice accordingly. Nor are they a good speaker. Their voice isn't polished, clear, articulate, and doesn't express the meaning. They don't educate, encourage, fire up, and inspire their spiritual companions. That's how a person practices to benefit neither themselves nor others. And how does a person practice to benefit both themselves and others? It's when a person is quick-witted when it comes to skillful teachings. They readily memorize the teachings they've heard. They examine the meaning of teachings they've memorized. Understanding the meaning and the teaching, they practice accordingly. And they're a good speaker. Their voice is polished, clear, articulate, and does express the meaning. They educate, encourage, fire up, and inspire their spiritual companions. That's how a person practices to benefit both themselves and others. These are the four people found in the world. To benefit oneself. Mendicants, these four people are found in the world. What for? One who practices to benefit themselves, but not others. One who practices to benefit others, but not themselves. One who practices to benefit neither themselves nor others. And one who practices to benefit both themselves and others. These are the four people found in the world. Training rules. Mendicants, these four people are found in the world. What for? One who practices to benefit themselves but not others. One who practices to benefit others but not themselves. one who practices to benefit neither themselves nor others, and one who practices to benefit both themselves and others. And how does a person practice to benefit themselves but not others? It's when a person doesn't kill living creatures, steal, commit sexual misconduct, lie, or use alcoholic drinks that cause negligence, but they don't encourage others to do the same. That's how a person practices to benefit themselves but not others. And how does a person practice to benefit others but not themselves? It's when a person kills living creatures, steals, commits sexual misconduct, lies, and uses alcoholic drinks that cause negligence, but they encourage others to not do these things. That's how a person practices to benefit others, but not themselves. And how does a person practice to benefit neither themselves nor others? It's when a person kills living creatures, steals, commits sexual misconduct, lies, and uses alcoholic drinks that cause negligence, and doesn't encourage others to not do these things. That's how a person practices to benefit neither themselves nor others. And how does a person practice to benefit both themselves and others? It's when a person doesn't kill living creatures, steal, commit sexual misconduct, lie, or use alcoholic drinks that cause negligence, and encourages others to do the same. That's how a person practices to benefit both themselves and others. These are the four people found in the world. With Potaliya the Wanderer. Then the wanderer, Potaliya, went up to the Buddha and exchanged greetings with him. When the greetings and polite conversation were over, he sat down to one side, and the Buddha said to him, Potaliya, these four people are found in the world. What for? One person criticizes those deserving of criticism at the right time, truthfully and substantively. But they don't praise those deserving of praise at the right time, truthfully and substantively. Another person praises those deserving of praise, but they don't criticize those deserving of criticism. Another person doesn't praise those deserving of praise, nor do they criticize those deserving of criticism. Another person criticizes those deserving of criticism at the right time, truthfully and substantively, and they praise those deserving of praise at the right time, truthfully and substantively. These are the four people found in the world. Of these four people, who do you believe to be the finest? Master Gotama, of these four people, it is the person who neither praises those deserving of praise at the right time, truthfully and substantively, nor criticizes those deserving of criticism at the right time, truthfully and substantively. That is the person I believe to be the finest. Why is that? Because, Master Gotama, equanimity is the best. Potaliya, of these four people, it is the person who criticizes those deserving of criticism at the right time, truthfully and substantively, and praises those deserving of praise at the right time, truthfully and substantively. That is the person I consider to be the finest. Why is that? Because, Potaliya, understanding of time and context is the best. Master Gotama, of these four people, it is the person who criticizes those deserving of criticism at the right time, truthfully and substantively, and praises those deserving of praise at the right time, truthfully and substantively. That is the person I believe to be the finest. Why is that? Because, Master Gotama, understanding of time and context is the best. Excellent, Master Gotama, excellent. As if he were writing the overturned, or revealing the hidden, or pointing out the path to the lost, or lighting a lamp in the dark so people with good eyes can see what's there, Master Gotama has made the teaching clear in many ways. I go for refuge to Master Gotama, to the teaching, and to the mendicant Sangha. From this day forth, may Master Gotama remember me as a lay follower who has gone for refuge for life.